I mean, no, I.
Oh, wait, there is. Oh, hi, Jeff. Is,
hi, Alan.
So here we are.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Pablo.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Wait, is this Melissa? Is this, are we doing,
this is episode.
That wasn't interesting.
Episode five. That's not interesting.
Oh, wait, this is episode five. Can we talk just for a second about how amazing it was? Ooh, don't be.
Oh, God.
How amazing it was to do that reunion episode. I mean, does anybody have any thoughts about, like, what that meant to them?
I just really can't believe we were all able to get back together after all that time.
I know. It was so crazy.
It's too bad Melissa doesn't speak anymore.
We've been together all day.
I just don't think it's fair.
She's doing that shit on purpose.
Yeah, she's mean.
But also, the fact that the weather is still unseasonably warm, even after the reunion episode.
Even at midnight, it's warm.
It's midnight right now.
I feel like we should turn the AC on or something.
AC. What does AC stand for?
Atlantic City.
Obsessive.
Atlantic City.
Obsessive compulsive. All right. So, what are some other segments that we were tossed around in the car?
How about Alan goes smokes a cigarette and Jeff runs the show.
Ow. Okay. Bring me some frozen spinach when you come back.
Yeah.
And keep it frozen.
Anytime.
So we talked about the Shape Store last on the reunion show. Man, having that interview with the Shape Store proprietor was really amazing. Oh, you got
those? Oh no, there was another one. What was the other?
What's going on with the foot?
It's a long story. It's not appropriate for radio.
It's a psychic.
So I'm actually going to tell the story.
Medium comedian.
Yeah, we got to do that too.
Oh yeah,
we were
up
in New York for his parents' picnic party that they do every year. It was also Mike Collins' birthday. I think you may have met him. And we like had a hotel party or whatever. And
a hotel party?
Yeah.
It's just they get drunk at a hotel.
Were we drinking Crown Royal or Crown?
Not that night, no. That didn't happen until the summer.
Okay, no, there was a giant plastic.
Uh-oh, look what's happening here.
She took your sock.
Yoki's got my sock.
And she's going to sneak away.
And any of our listeners, if they want to call in and guess what's going to happen, what the fate of my sock will be, the email address is on the website where you access this podcast in the first place.
You just click email.
You don't,
and that's
how
you call us.
You don't leave socks around.
Well, no one told me that.
So we were having this hotel party, and we went down to the hotel bar named the Brass Rail, right?
That's the name of the bar.
Well, it was what you would expect a hotel bar to be, right? And
yeah,
it had, like, a little
dance
floor.
What'd you do with my sock, Dumpy?
Oyster crackers?
They're all dancing.
No, they
no.
Get free mozzarella sticks, though.
You apparently found some free mozzarella sticks. you stank of deep-fried oregano.
Wait, you can deep-fry oregano?
So, these boys have, like, a hardcore history and whatever, and they're dancing all together. It's very physical and, like...
homoerotic.
Very much.
Absolutely.
And, like, there's just
no
a lot of
that.
Testosterone going on.
Yeah.
And it's like
sex-tosterone.
Yes. So, they play Turn Down for What?
Little John.
And they just, like... these boys go fucking nuts, right? And, like, Mike Collins, I don't know if you've met him, he's, like... he's got to be 6'3", right?
He did meet him.
Yeah.
Great, well,
we
whatever.
Think. I don't really know for sure, though.
I think I met him.
All right.
I don't think Pablo's ever
so
met him.
So he gets
I've
up behind Jeff, and he puts his hands on Jeff's shoulders, and he stomps on the back of his fucking leg.
It was an accident, though.
It was an accident. They were dancing, and it's all, like, you know, very physical, and... so he, like, immediately goes down. He's like, oh, I'm hurt. And I'm like, ha ha, little bitch.
Yeah, everybody thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
This is 6 months ago.
No way.
It is, yeah.
And you're
apparently,
still putting frozen spinach on
your
foot.
There's more,
but, I mean, we don't want to go into this. Like, how you didn't go to the doctor for months. And, like, finally did.
Tell a story about how you both broke your ankles.
Oh, my God, that's true.
Also related to Mike fucking Collins.
So this is fantastic.
Not a month fucking later, he's up at our house.
This is great.
Mike Collins, again, 6'3", right? Fucking, how Irish can you be? His name is Michael Patrick Collins,
he's
right?
Probably going to listen to this podcast. He's one of the two people in the world that I would send this to.
So he's at our house. I regularly
love you,
drink,
Mike.
Regularly can drink him under
do
the fucking table.
Oh man, you're talking shit on a podcast
it's
about
true.
Mike Collins.
I'm just
this
telling.
Is listeners, call in.
Jeff, you're the one with spinach on your foot.
I got spinach on my foot. And
no,
if anybody
no,
wants
no.
to call
listen
in right now,
Mike Collins fucks both of them
so,
over. Just listen. It's so good.
And like, this is not the first time he's gotten wasted at our house and had to.
Mike, I am
up.
Defending you right now. I
if
love
you,
Mike.
Shut up.
Call in. Call in.
You have to
I'll
walk.
I'll give you $1 million if you call in.
You have to walk through our bedroom to get to the bathroom, which is not a good setup. And I totally get that. But instead of using the bathroom after we go to bed, he'll go outside to the alleyway, which is probably not okay.
Yeah.
Because it's a funeral home.
Not the alleyway.
You got to cross the alleyway
yeah,
from
the
us.
The alleyway is not a funeral home.
By alleyway, I mean funeral home.
So it's, you know, us, alley, funeral home, right?
Okay.
So he'll go outside. And he, like, this is not the first time he's vomited on the funeral home. So, but this time he doesn't even make it to the funeral. It's, like, right on my stoop. He just lets fucking go, right?
Like kiss.
So, no,
it,
vomit.
Oh.
No,
and
vomit,
it's like Hawaiian punch.
It was like
red.
Hawaiian
oh.
punch and,
so
and
like
chunks of food and whiskey.
It I think it was
love you, Mike.
I think it was pizza.
That's right. He, we did have
so,
pizza. We've kind of forced him
I go
to pizza,
work in the morning.
Sorry, Mike.
You know, I leave at 8 o'clock and I open the door and this is what the fuck I find.
Yeah.
So, I think it might have actually been a Monday when I work. In the afternoon, and I found this before I went to work.
Maybe.
And then when I came home, it was already dark,
yeah.
And I needed to get rid of this because it's like July and it's
it was August.
In the fucking sun.
No, it was September. It was the beginning of September.
It was,
it
was still unseasonably warm.
It was very unseasonably warm.
It was
warm.
Actually seasonably warm.
It was no, it was a little. It was a little unseasonably warm because it was already September.
So,
nevertheless,
what am I supposed to do, right? Like, I gotta get this fucking vomit off of the pavement. We don't have a hose.
Oh, no.
We
so
got hose, but we don't have a
I'm
hose.
I'm filling up buckets of water and throwing
oh,
them
no.
outside.
It's really late at night. As I went to bed. Oh, no, I'm
I
sorry,
had,
you're right.
This
you're
was
right.
a process.
Yeah,
it took
a
many,
number of hours.
Many, many tries.
Yes.
So, at night, like...
Wait, if you just left without thinning it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, and I think we told him it was. I mean, we didn't even talk about it. It was like understood that we were just going to let this vomit run away. No one was. No one
well,
wanted
yeah,
to clean
the
it
two
up.
Of them. That was their decision, right?
Yeah.
So, but I had different ideas.
Like give it, you know, give it back to the earth, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pavement.
Cut your hair or what?
If you see some vomit, just
so
let it be.
It's dark
yeah.
at this
yeah.
point. I'm throwing my 57th bucket of fucking water at this puke stain
what are you
on
talking
the
about
sidewalk.
Ketchup,
which
right?
just,
Heinz.
It reeks. I did not know that.
Ketchup?
57 variety.
Oh.
That helps?
No, he just heard the number 57.
What number am I hearing now? Great segment on the podcast.
What were the words coming out of my mouth?
Yeah, what words are coming
out?
What words am I saying?
You know, like 35, the speed limit.
Some flip-flops. I'm throwing water at this puke, right? And
no.
We have one step. That's our stoop, how it works. So I get my flip-flops wet, throwing
oh,
water.
She's
telling
me. No,
she's telling me.
So I try to get up the stoop, and I slide out of the fucking flip-flop, because that's how wet flip-flops work. And I... just twist my ankle this way, whole weight on the ankle,
oh.
Bust my fucking ankle.
Hey,
he's
I,
already in bed. So
I was asleep.
I crawl through the door. I crawl to the couch. In the morning, I had to hop on one foot out to my car
yeah.
to drive myself to Med Express, which is like the, you know,
the
like
FedEx
the urgent
of,
care.
Of,
you know,
of
it's
ER.
FedEx.
It's FedEx
of emergency rooms. Yeah.
Can I just say, Jeff is like seething over here.
I would
here.
Like to make a comment
he,
that it was at
he,
least 1 o'clock in the morning when he finally went outside to decide, oh, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, what should I do? I guess I'll go clean up some puke. And you were drunk as fuck.
True, true.
You
were I was cleaning a puke while I went to go out to smoke a cigarette.
Yes. Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Like, well, if I'm going to go outside, I might as well throw some more buckets of water at this vomit.
Right.
Yes, I was drunk as fuck.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we cleared that. I just wanted to get that out there. But
let's not blame the flip-flops on...
Flip-flops definitely had a role.
Flip-flops or Mike Howell's fault?
Can we blame flip-flops?
What is this... The spinach does not smell like spinach.
Well, it smells like your butt. It
smells like
plastic. I don't think they're going to eat that now.
Yeah, you can just take that. You can choose that with you, buddy. That's yours now.
No, wait, but there... Should we have part
drunk
two
as fuck
story?
As I may have been.
No, yeah.
Wet flip-flops definitely play a role in
this. Yeah, I think that's the... You know, we're just going to have to end this episode here.
Okay, so... Well, there's more to that story, so...
No, the story continues because you still have a bag of spinach on it.
Exactly, and the thing was about us both being on crutches. No one knows why I got on crutches.
Yeah.
Oh,
and why did you
story.
Get it?
No, you didn't. You left out the entire part of how I re-injured my foot and ended up on crutches.
Did you fall on the puke, too?
No, I don't fall
you
on puke.
You fell on the bucket that was carrying the water.
Alyssa left the bucket outside.
Only fucking dummies and dunces fall on puke. I love you.
Alright, that's the end of the episode.
Thanks for tuning in.
NotInterestingPodcast.com@gmail.com.
Oh, and
call in right now. Thank you for listening.
Join
Goodbye.
Us
Show's
next
over.
Week when we do
next time, yes.
More of this.
Yes.
Thanks.
How did you explain this to the